Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't you be deceived, I tell you. Oh, I tell you, thank you, Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept us, and he kept us with our mind stayed on him. He kept us another week. Oh, we thank him on today. He's worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, think about it, and all that he's done for us, my soul, I don't know about yours, but my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for saving me in a day and time like this. I thank him for keeping me in a day and time like this. I thank him. He's worthy to be praised. Don't you be deceived. I'm telling you, the spirit of deception is all around about us, as we can see. And we know that the word of God has told us to watch and pray. I mean, the number one thing is deception today. I'm telling you, and you know, we've been talking about how, you know, religion, you know, is going to be the number one thing that the enemy is using. We can see it in the church today. Well, anyway, I'm just so excited today. I just thank and praise God for his goodness, his mercy and grace on today, and for keeping us, like I said, for another week. Oh, God, I thank you. There's some that was here on last week, not here today. You can touch yourself and say, Lord, I thank you. He kept us. Oh, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do worship and honor and praise you on today. It's another day that you've kept us, oh God. You kept us with our mind stayed on you. You kept us from seen and unseen things. You kept our family. You kept us, oh God. And we just thank you on today for being closed in our right mind, activities of our limbs. We take nothing for granted on today, God. We just thank you and we praise you and worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you, oh God. You're worthy to be praised on today, God. We pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay today. We pray that the listener on today will have spiritual ears to hear in this last hour, for there's life in the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil defeated, y'all. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. You know, we just thank God, because there's just so much going on in this world. Oh, my God, from one week to the next, and from one day, one minute, one second, I'm telling you, oh, it's so much to pray for. It's so much to watch and pray. They go together, watch and pray. Oh, yes. I mean, you look at the news and you listen to the news, and you look around in your community, and you just look around in the workplace. You just look around. Everywhere you go, there is trouble. And it seems like everywhere you go, violence is filling the land. Oh, but he kept us another day in grace and mercy today. And we thank him. You know, we've been talking about watching and praying, and we've been talking about how Satan is using religion. The devil is using religion to try to destroy the church, you know, and yes, and we can see it. When we look at the church today, oh, what a mess we see today in God's house. But we know what the word of God says, you know, as far as his true saints. And we're going to start at Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. And it says that in Matthew, I should have had it read it. Don't you be deceived. Don't be deceived. The number one key is deception this morning. Can you read Matthew 16 and 18?
And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Uh-huh. And what?
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
All right. Well, we hear it right there from the word of God. You know, I said that the devil's using religion to try to destroy the church. But the true church, we just heard it. What did the true church, what do you say about his true church that at the end, the latter part?
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
But the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It won't win, y'all. It won't, you know, it won't take us down if we stay in the word of God. You know, we've been talking about witchcraft in the church, too. I'm telling you, all these things work together. Rebellion. This nation is rebellious against Jesus Christ. And that's why everything is getting set for the Antichrist. So this morning, we want to talk about there's a difference between the Christ and the Antichrist. But we just heard that the gates of hell should not prevail against the true church. And that's what we want to be, the true church today. You know, we can see, you know, that God's warning us through his word. You know, I know, you know, the enemy, you know, he's using, trying to imitate Christ in many ways. We see that today. There are different ways that the enemy is trying to deceive many, many. Oh, my God. But you don't have to be one today to be deceived. Oh, yes, we look around, like I said, everything going on in the house of God, shaking it up, shaking it down all around. Just do whatever you want to do. You know, oh, no, we can't do whatever we want to do and be on the Lord's side. He said, you know, we got to deny you. Deny yourself today. Come on, deny yourself. Your wants. Your desire. And said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, yes, that's we want the will of God to be done in our lives. But like I said, the enemy knows, and he's working hard, and he's working fast every day. We see so much stuff going on around about us, y'all. Oh, my God, he's trying to imitate Christ. He wants to be like Christ. You know, he wants to deceive you to think that he is Christ and it is God over there and God over here. No, he said, when you say Jesus over here and Jesus over there, he said, don't go. You be still. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. You'll see. You'll know truth when you see it. If you stand still and watch and pray like he told us to. And like I said, there's a difference. There's a difference in the Antichrist and Christ. You know, we know that there's a difference in fake and real. Just like, you know, you got knockoff shoes and knockoff pocketbooks and knockoff pocketbooks and, you know, just so many things, knockoff faith, you know. So that's how the enemy is doing today. He's trying to pretend that he's something that he's not. He's trying to make you think it's the true God, it's the real God, but it's not. It's imitation, y'all. You know, you can get some imitation crab meat and imitation pork meat and all that stuff. There's a lot of fake stuff going around. That's a lot of fake stuff. You know, you got the bootlegged movies and stuff sometimes, you know. You know, you got fake perfume, fake cologne. Oh, my God, you got fake friends, too. Had you ever noticed you got some fake friends? Some of those friends that say, I'm going to stick with you, man. You know, I ain't going nowhere. You know, just tell me what's going on. You know, I'm with you. I got your back, man. I'm telling you, fake. Oh, the Antichrist is using fakeness. Oh, he's trying to act like he's Christ. He's the Antichrist. Like I told you, it's a lot of stuff out here. Let's deceive people. You got knockoff shoes, tennis shoes. You know, you got these people that think they got the real Michael Jordan shoes and, you know, and stuff. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fake stuff out here, y'all. You know, even with concerts, you know, they pretend like, you know, and take all your money and make you think that the person going to be there, and then you get there somebody else. I'm telling you, it's deception, y'all, all around. All about money. Yeah, you know, like I just say, they tell you it's going to be some singers at the concert, and you get there, and somebody else, you don't pay your money. See, it's all a money scam. You know, getting everything set up for the Antichrist, the mark of the beast. I'm telling you, oh, my God, y'all better watch out. Deception is great. It's great. Deception, you can look and you just see, like I said, everything is trying to pretend to be something that it ain't, and that's what the Antichrist is doing. You know, it's God versus the devil. And that's what it is. Antichrist represents Christ, represents the devil, and Christ represents God. You know? So I'm telling you, you better watch. Just pay attention. Pay attention, because a lot of fake and phony pastors and prophets and prophecies, you know, saying, you know, this is one thing when you watch out. You know, they'll say one thing one week and say something else different the next week. Then they'll do something different one week, and they'll do something else the next week. That's deception, y'all. The Bible told us to watch out. Can you read Matthew 24:4 for me, please? He said, watch out. The number one key is going to be deception. And we see it all around about us, God. Y'all just can't trust. You just can't trust in and everybody. Their words is no good today. You know, I mean, the spirit of deception is great. And Matthew 24:4 says, could you read it for me, please? We're just going to give you what the word said. Because, see, the word is the only thing going to make you free and keep you free. You got to get in the word of God and let the word of God get in you. You know, and ask the Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Because I'm telling you, it's a lot of spirits out here, and they're demonic spirits, they're evil spirits, they're wicked spirits. It's witchcraft all in America, in the church and out of the church. It's a spirit of deception. This nation have forgotten God. The word of God said, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. Oh, you can look it up. The word is still right. Hell is still as real as heaven. Even though the enemy is trying to fake it, act like it don't exist. But who's killing, who's stealing, and who's destroying people's lives? Oh, it's the devil. It's not God. It's Satan. He's filling the land with violence. His goal is to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life on today. But we at the Reddit Church here trying to help you to contend for the faith in Jesus Christ. Don't turn to apostate, you know, doubting what you used to believe about God, doubting who he is and what he can do. Well, we're going to read Matthew 24:4. What does it say?
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
He said what? Take heed that what?
No man.
He said no man.
Deceive you.
No man. I don't care how great their name is. Oh, yeah, yeah, I stay on Jakes. Yes, I do. The great Jakes and the, God is great and greatly to be praised. We want you to get your focus back in line with the word of God. Jesus is God is the only great thing. He has done great things. He's doing great things. He will do great things for you if you would accept him in your heart today. Oh, yeah. Read that again about deception.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Oh, what did it say? It said many. It didn't say a few was coming. It said many, a lot of people going to come in his name, you know, saying what?
know, come in my name saying, I am Christ.
Saying that they are Jesus Christ. That's why you got the Jesus movement, and you got people just talking about Jesus over here and Jesus doing a new thing there. Oh, you can't do like you used to. And it take more than just, you know, reading the word. You know, you got to get with it, and you got to change up. And we got to add things to God now. You know, it's many ways to him. Jesus is not the only way, but there are many ways to get to God. He said that is what?
Deception. And shall deceive many.
It's going to deceive many. And that is what we're seeing today. There are many people being deceived, thinking it's Christ and it's the Antichrist spirit. It is a false god. It's everything paving the way for the enemy to come in and to deceive you. He said the number one key was going to be deception, and said many are going to be deceived. Don't you be a part of the many, be a part of the few. I want to be a part of the few, not the many. You know, the mega, everybody talking about, oh, he's doing a great thing. Oh, it's a mega. Oh, you know, God is doing a big thing. Oh, no. The enemy's in it. You know, if you ain't doing it big like Mary and them say, then what? If we ain't doing it big and killing and what they say? And
that's, you must not have the God factor.
Oh, the God factor. And what else did he say? Is that it?
Yes. Oh. Well, that's basically what they were saying.
Oh, okay. Yes.
If you're not big, doing it big and killing, you're not with it. If you don't have the God factor, you know, you're not with it. You know, if you're trying to figure out what that is, that if you know, if you dress a certain way, look a certain way, you're trying to look at somebody else, and you're trying to figure out what it is that God factor.
Oh, wow. I tell you, ain't the devil something? It's the God in me. Oh, yeah, that's the spirit of deception, too. That, you know, Shirley MacLaine, years ago, that was a movement. It's the God in me. It's the devil in you if you ain't repented from your sin and ask Christ to come into your heart and live in there and lead you and guide you to truth, then you won't know deception. And that's what we're seeing today, deception. And he said, you know, there will be many that was going to be deceived. But the Bible, you know, saying we must not be just a hearer of the word, but we must be a doer of God's word. Can you go to James 1 and 22? Come on, y'all. Oh, the word of God is the only thing going to save us. It's the only thing going to keep us. It's the only thing going to deliver you from your sin. And you know, ain't nobody talking about being delivered. Being delivered? Oh, honey, you are all right just the way you are. Oh, you know, you don't have to change nothing about you. I love you just like you are. Oh, no. The Bible says ye must be born again. You must give your life and heart to God. We're coming from James, chapter 1. James chapter 1 and 22. Don't be deceived, y'all. We're trying to, here at the Ready Church, we're trying to help you all we know.
But be ye doers of the word, hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Deceiving your own self.
Oh, if that ain't clear, that how clear, how much clearer can we give it to you? Repeat it again.
But be ye doers of the word and not only hearers only.
We got to do this word, y'all. We just can't hear this word. We got to be a doer of the word that we're giving to you. We must be a doer of it. We must live the lifestyle of Christ. These people today are not living the lifestyle of Christ. You're doing whatever you want to do, but the word of God says once again.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
All right.
Deceiving your own self.
You're deceiving your own self. Oh, my God. It's starting right with you. You're deceiving your own self. Now, can we go to 1 John 4 and 1? Don't you be deceived. We played a song. Don't you be deceived. You know, Satan is out to devour you. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. There's a song we sing, you know, stand up for right, join in a fight, be a soldier for Jesus. Read it.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world.
How many?
Many false prophets going out into the world.
That means a lot. A lot of false prophets have gone out into the world. Read it again.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try.
Believe not every spirit. Every spirit that's telling you, okay, he over here, he over there, where every wind and every doctrine, different teachings now, you know, we're out with the old, in with the new. Now, read it again.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God.
And how do you try the spirit? You don't try the spirit by the spirit, because, see, the person could be in the wrong spirit. But you try the spirit by the word of God. You test it by the word. Get into the word of God, and he will show you truth. You will know the difference in right and wrong. You will know the difference in good and bad. You will know when you seek God. Now can we read Luke 21 and 8? We want to be a doer of the word. You must be a doer, not a hearer only. You know, said deceiving your own self. You know the devil really laughs when you're deceiving yourself. It's just like thinking somebody loves you that don't, and other people looking around saying that the person don't really love you. They're really using you.
And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived.
He's telling us again. Take heed that ye be not
deceived. For many shall come in my name.
Here we go again. Many shall come in his name. He didn't say a few. Don't you see a lot of people talking about their prophets? I'm telling you, people laying hands on people and that ain't even saved, and they ain't saved themselves. And they laying their hands on you, talking about God, say, you know, he going to do great and mighty things in your life, and he going to, you know, use you in a mighty way. You ain't even committed to Christ. That's the minute deception, y'all. Go ahead.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ.
And?
And the time draw near.
And the time is drawing near. It's getting closer than it was before. It's even closer today than it was on yesterday. Yesterday's gone. And tomorrow may never be. So today, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not even promised the next minute or second of this day. So why does, you know, the word of God is being preached to you, and God is tugging at your heart, and he's warning you, and he's trying to draw you? Give up. Give it up. Give your life to him. Try him. You tried many things, but you haven't tried Jesus yet. The best thing that could ever happen to you is receiving Christ in your life. He will lead you and guide you. He'll give you peace that surpasses your own understanding. He'll keep your mind. You know, it's a many people out here committing suicide. Oh, my God. They don't have the word of God in their thoughts. Because, you know, the enemy is tricking your mind to deception. They tell you, oh, things will be better if you just go ahead and kill yourself. You know, nobody loves you, but you know, you're just going to win if you kill yourself. And, you know, ain't nobody going to miss you anyway. He lies. He's the father of lies. He talks to your mind. The battle's in your mind. You got to win the battle in your mind, your thoughts. When the devil comes to you, feed him with the word of God. That's why the devil don't want you to get in the word of God. That's why he knows that there's power in the name of Jesus, that the gates of hell will not prevail in your life when you get Christ for real. Yeah, we're supposed to be light and salt. Light shines on the evil, and salt preserves you. It will keep you. You know, the word of God said, I'm keeping in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You got to do the right mess. You do the right thing. You can't do right with a do wrong mind. It starts with your mind. You got to ask God, Lord, search me. Oh, Lord, turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find anything displeasing. Take it out and straighten me. Now we're going to James chapter 1 and verse 8. Do right. But you can't do right with a do wrong mind. People's minds is here and there, everywhere. James chapter 1, verse 8.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
A double-minded what?
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Unstable. Oh, my God. You're unstable. You're wibbly and wobbly. You're here. You're there. You're teeter-totter. You know, you're on this side. You're on that side. You say you love God, and then you're acting like the devil. You're doing what the devil tells you to do. You're double-minded. You think you can walk on both sides of the street at the same time. Nobody can do that. You can't walk on the street, on both sides of the street, the right and the left side at the same time. It's the same thing with this right here. A double-minded. You're double-minded. You cannot. Can you read Romans 7 and 21? Oh, we pray that we're saying something that'll shake you, waking you out of your slumber, out of your sleep, out of the lies, out of the tricks, out of the fakeness that the enemy is giving to you. He's trying to fool you. He's trying to pretend to be something that he ain't. That's what the Antichrist spirit does. It's fake. It's not real. But God's word is truth. Romans 7 and 21.
I found then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
You got to fight this battle. You got to fight this struggle that the enemy is trying to attack your mind. You say, look, when you would do good, what?
Evil is present with me.
Evil is always there. Look, the devil going to be trying to get you and kill you and try to destroy you until the day you leave this earth. He's going to be constantly, it's going to be a constant war against doing right and doing wrong. You know, right versus wrong, good versus evil, Antichrist versus Christ. You know, there's a war. There's a war, but you can win it through Christ. Praying, you know, pray and then obey. Pray and obey. There's power in prayer. No power, no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. My husband used to say, dust the Bible, lead the dirty life. You know why? Because if you don't pick it up, that's all you're going to have on it is dust. You know? So it's important that you pray and read your word. That's how you survive. In this day and time, the only way you're going to survive is prayer and reading the word and praise and worship to God. You know? And you got to read the word and stand on it. You got to feed it to yourself. Feed it. You know, you feed your natural body every day. Your physical body, you feed every day. You want to know what you're going to eat in the morning and the noonday and, you know, and late at night, what you're going to eat. Constantly feeding your physical body. It's the same thing with your spiritual body. You have got to feed your spirit in order for it to live. And things you feed will live, and the thing that you starve will die, you know, and you better read the word of God so that you can live, you know, and like I said, prayer, you know, it's very important that we pray, you know. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. What is your mind on today? It's life in the word of God, you know, and like I said, the Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, physical bread, you know, for your physical body. But you got to feed your spirit in order for it to live, in order for you to survive in a day and time like this with all the deception around about you and seeing so much, you know, and war and violence filling the land and evils ever present. Oh, my God, you won't be able to stand. And you can't keep yourself. But the word of God said he will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. You know, there's power. In the name of Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So many things are going on. You need to just touch yourself and say, Lord, I thank you for keeping me. Lord, I thank you for keeping me. You know, because, see, look, dead things don't move, you know. But he's kept us. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way. He's keeping us right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. That's the song that says, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now. You may not be able to see what the Lord has done for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now. I tell you, he gave us new mercies and grace today. If he didn't come by and touch your body this morning, you would have laid there just like a dead man. I give you another day of grace and mercy. Oh, and we thank him for it on today. We must repent and live right. It's righteous living, y'all. I know, like I said, there's a lot of fake stuff going on. There's a lot of spirit of deception all around about you. These preachers have sold out. They've been hired for their assignment. And even some of them it's got their children going through the same thing, passing through the fire. The Bible says you cause your children to pass through the fire. You know, Molech. You know, you seen that image of them laying, sacrificing, laying the babies and children on the altar. You know, sacrificing your loved one because you want to be famous and you want a name and all that at the sacrifice of your children, your family, your loved ones. You want stuff here on earth. You know, people sacrifice their children. Some men sacrifice their sons. You know, whatever they got to give up, they'll give it up. Because, see, the flesh, the Bible said there's nothing good. Nothing good in your flesh. You know, people lust for things. You know, lust for a house and car. I mean, just to know that you sacrifice your child for a car, a house, a trophy to put on a mantle that don't eat, don't talk, don't speak, don't hear. It's just a, you know, just an object, an idol that you put in sacrificing of your children, your family members for stuff. Oh, my God. But that's not the end. Because, see, hell going to be your home. The rich man died. You know, he had some of everything. Solomon had all the riches and that the world had to give, and the women. And, you know, they say he was the richest, one of the richest men. You know, and he had everything. No, he said all is vanity. Vanity, vanity, vanity. No good. Oh, come on. Come on, get right. Come on. Think about it. God will forgive you and he will cleanse you, you know, from all unrighteousness. He said, I'd rather that you choose life. He gave us all free will and choice. You can choose, you know, whether you want to serve him or not. But we here at the Ready Church trying to help you to see that it's real out here. I mean, people are killing, stealing, and destroying every day. You're seeing somebody taking somebody's life, you know. I mean, like it's nothing. You know, humanity means nothing to people, you know. I mean, people care more about an animal than they do a person's life. We're living in crucial times. You know, call on the name of Jesus. Confess your sins. Let Jesus come in. He'll cleanse you. He'll forgive you. You may say, well, I done did so many things, you know, and I know God won't forgive me. I know he saw me even when other people didn't see what I was doing. But God will forgive you. He'll cover you under the blood of Jesus. He'll cover that. Under the blood of Jesus, he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He'll give you a new life. You have a new life in Christ. He'll deliver you from the bondage of sin that's trying to hinder you. He'll transform your mind. He'll transform your life. I want you to choose him today. I want you to give him a chance today. Oh, my God. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. There's so much going on. I'm telling you, everywhere you look, you know, people don't know what to do, where to go, you know. But I'm telling you here at the Ready Church today, seek God before it's too late. Time is running out. Every minute, every second, time is running out. You know, there was a flood. There was a flood. I heard them say, you know, around here, you know, they're talking about something in the water. Yeah, sure, there's a lot of stuff in the water today. You know, it was a flood that came and took out, you know, in the days of Noah. Noah preached the word of God. He preached truth for 120 years, and he didn't change God's word. He didn't say God was doing a new thing. He didn't say Jesus was over here and he over there and everything. No, he gave them the word of God, and he stuck with the word of God. But these ministers today are giving you poison. They are trying to destroy your life. They are working for the Antichrist. And the Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Can you read John 10:10? The flood came and washed them all away. And I heard that, you know, they said there's something in the water now where you keep reading and you keep looking around you. Yeah, it sure is something in the water. And it ain't Jesus' trouble in the water.
He covers not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
That the devil come what?
The thief cometh not.
The thief. He come to take away from you. He come to take your blessings away that God has for you. Sometimes even before you can receive it, if you don't give your life to the Lord. But the devil comes too.
He comes not before to steal.
Steal.
To kill.
To kill.
And to destroy.
And so we don't believe that the devil is real. Who's destroying people's lives? The devil. It's not God. God said he come to what?
I come that they might have life.
Life.
And they may have it more abundantly.
More abundantly. Don't you want life more abundantly in Christ? The blood of Jesus will restore you. It will cleanse you. It will keep you. The word works, y'all. Get into the word. I mean, today is so much going on in these Antichrist churches with false prophets and false teachers. They humping, bumping, crumping, jumping everywhere, laying hands, like I said, on people that ain't even saved, and half of them ain't saved themselves, sisterhood and brotherhood. And it's just so much stuff. Come on out. Come out. There's a difference now. Read Psalms 16:10. There's a difference in Christ and the Antichrist. Christ is the Holy One. And you can go up there and you can see everybody be calling the Pope Holy One. Oh, thy most Holy One. He's not the Holy One. No Holy Father. Psalm 16:10.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thy suffer thine Holy One to see corruption.
The Holy One. Holy. He wants to be ye holy. For I am holy. Can you go to Mark 1:24? We're just going to give you the word. If the word don't save you, nothing else will. It's life in the word of God. He's able to keep you from falling. But you got to know that there's a difference in Christ and the Antichrist. There's a difference in being a doer of the word and being a hearer of the word. You must hear and be a doer of the word of God, and the word of God is righteousness. The word of God is holiness. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. That's what you need, holiness and righteousness. Can you read?
Matthew 21?
No, Mark 1:24. Mark 1:24. He's the Holy One. He's the righteous one. Holiness, righteousness is what we need, y'all. Holiness, holiness, holiness. Mark 1:24.
Saying, let us alone. For what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Are thou come to destroy us?
Hey, he's the Holy One. No, he didn't come to destroy you. He come to clean you. That unclean spirit that was in the man, You know, he didn't come to harm him. He come to deliver him. And he's coming to deliver you today, only if you receive it. Can you go to Luke 4 and 34? Oh, a little bit more? Okay, I'm sorry.
Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, now Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God.
He's the Holy One of God. Can you read that again, starting from the first verse? I'm sorry. You need to hear this really clear. We want you to know that there's a difference in Christ and the Antichrist. Christ is the Holy One.
Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus?
That's what they're saying today in the churches. Leave us alone. We all right. We can do what we want to do. But the word says,
art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God.
He didn't even recognize. The devil recognized who he was. He said, look, I know that. What? I recognize what? What did he say?
Who thou art?
See, the devil knows who God is. Now, why is it that the church act like they don't know who God is? When the devil himself recognized who he is. He said, what? Who is it? Who is God?
The Holy One of God.
Okay. Did you finish reading that? Did you go back and read that about Jesus being from Nazareth? These people are talking about ain't from Nazareth. This is another Jesus. Jesus that we serve is from Nazareth.
Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thou Jesus of Nazareth?
The devil recognized. He said, Jesus of Nazareth. Okay.
No, don't come to destroy us.
No, nope, we come to deliver you.
I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God.
See, the devil know that he was the Holy One. And then people up here calling the Pope the Holy One. Can you go to Luke 4 and 33 through 34? Or is that the one I just had you to read? Okay. No, go to Acts 2 and 27. I'm sorry. I'm going too fast here. Acts 2 and 27. We're still talking about the Holy One. We want you to know who Christ is. He's the Holy One, not the filthy one, not the nasty one, not the one that crumping and bumping and humping. Not the dirty one, but the clean one, the righteous one, the Holy One. Acts 2 and 27 says,
because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell.
Oh, hell? It is a hell? Did the word of God say hell?
Right. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption.
Holy One. Holy One. Can you go to 1 John 2 and 20? He's the Holy One. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's the Holy One. He's the righteous one. He wants you to live righteous. He wants to live right. He wants us to do the right thing. He wants us to do good versus evil. He wants to live a clean life, a blessed life. Not a cursed life.
But ye have an unction from the Holy One.
Holy One.
And ye know all things.
And he knows all things. That's Jesus Christ. You got an unction to tell you, inside of you, to warn you. Who Satan is versus God? Christ is the Holy One. He's the righteous one. Then we go to Luke 4, 33 and 34. Write these scriptures down. They will save your life. The word is the only thing can heal you, keep you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness and from sin.
And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil.
Unclean what?
Of an unclean devil, spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice.
He cried out. He hollered.
Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth?
And that's what they're saying today. Leave us alone. In the church, they're saying, leave us alone. We all right. We can do, look, he said there was a man in there with unclean spirit. And that's all you see today in there are a bunch of unclean spirits because Ichabod is on the door, that the spirit of the Lord has departed. You know, Eli's sons, and they were doing some of everything in God's house. And that's what's going on today. People are doing in and everything in God's house. Now, they were messing with the women in the house, in the synagogue, in the temple. And that's what's going on today. I mean, a lot of these people in there, they preaching, they sleeping together, you know, and men with men and women with women, and just in and everything going on in the house of God now. Unclean spirits. And this man recognized that God was the Holy One that could deliver him. Did you finish reading 33 and 34?
Mm-hmm. We read a little bit of it.
Okay, continue to read.
All right. Read the two verses again together.
33 and 34.
And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone.
Okay, we're going back into that scripture. I see something else. You know, there's a lot of people in the church that have not, you don't even recognize that you have unclean spirit. Anything that you haven't surrendered or, you know, confessed and asked Christ to come into your life and save you, it's an unclean spirit, y'all. Go ahead.
Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee?
And that's what they're saying.
Thou Jesus of Nazareth.
Thou Jesus of Nazareth. Leave us alone. You know, it's all right. We all right, y'all. You know, we compromising in the house of God, you know, in and everything going on in the house of God. We all right, Lord. We come here, we shout, I mean, the whole church dancing. The whole church, everybody in the church saying, ain't no sinners in there. Everybody shout, everybody dance. They doing do-si-do. They even connecting their hands together like the do-si-do dance. Way back. Come on. Unclean spirits in God's house. That's why the Bible said the judgment must begin in the house of God. That's why he's judging his house right now. There's a strong delusion in his house. He said he turned you over to a reprobate. You think you all right, but you ain't. Spirit of deception is on you. Go ahead. Did you finish?
I guess. Yes, Jesus of Nazareth, are that come to destroy us?
No, he come to deliver you.
I know thee, who thou art.
The devil said, I know. Who you are, the Holy One, what?
Of God.
Of God. Oh, yes. Now, see, there's a difference in the Antichrist and Christ. That was Christ saying he's the Holy One. Now we're going into the Antichrist regarding his wicked. He's the wicked one. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8. We're talking about, the Antichrist versus Christ. We want you to get it today. I get so upset when I think about how the enemy is destroying people's lives, how he's taking people out. You know, he's using many things, and many, many methods he used, you know, in different forms, you know, but it's still the devil behind it, the wicked one. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8 tells us about their Antichrist.
And then shall the wicked be revealed.
Wicked one. He's the wicked one. The Antichrist is going to be revealed. Uh-huh.
Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
Oh, he's just going to speak the word, drop dead.
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And Isaiah 11 and 4. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. We pray that we hear the ready church. We're trying to help you to get ready. Oh, Jesus is coming. He's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkle. Oh, he's coming back for the bridegroom. We want to be like the five wise, not the five foolish on today. Isaiah 11 and 4. And then Matthew 13 and 19.
But with righteousness.
Righteousness. Mm-hmm.
Shall he judge the poor?
Uh-huh.
And reprove with equity for the meek
mm-hmm.
of the earth. And reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
Oh, my God. Do you hear that? What he's going to do?
He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
Because he done made everybody. There's power in the word of God. Power's in the tongue. God spoke the word world into existence. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. And
the who?
The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb.
I heard Jake said the wolves are coming. He was one.
Right. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Yeah, God can use whoever he wants to use. He used a donkey, he can surely use a child. I tell you, the word of God is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. Now we're going to Matthew 13, verses 19. And then 28. Matthew 13 and 19.
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one.
Who is the wicked one?
The devil.
Uh-huh.
Deceiver. The thief. And catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
But he that receives the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and amen, with joy receiveth it.
Okay. And 28. 28 chapter and verse 1. The same. Matthew, and I'm going to turn to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word.
And in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre.
All right. Thank God for his word. Now, 1 John 2 and 13, Jesus came. He came to save his people from their sin. Christ versus the Antichrist. He come to save you from your sin. 1 John 2 and 13, we're going there. And then 14 and 3. 1 John 2 and 13. It's the word that's going to save you. It's the word that's going to keep you. It's the word that's going to deliver you. If you want to be delivered today, there's a difference in the Antichrist and Christ. There's a difference in good and evil. Mm-hmm.
I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one.
Overcome the wicked one. Who is the wicked one?
The devil.
The devil. Come on, y'all. He's a wicked one. He wants to destroy you. He's working for the Antichrist. The Antichrist is getting ready to be on the scene. The mark of the beast is already being put in place right now.
I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father.
You have known. We've known Christ's way. We know. It's like everything just been turned upside down, inside out. In things we once were believing about Christ, we don't believe no more. Come on, it's the Antichrist spirit. Can you go to where you at?
That was verse 13.
Okay. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. We're going to skip that and go to Second Corinthians. Christ is sinless, y'all. He's sinless. Christ is sinless. We know there's a difference between the Antichrist and Christ. Christ is good. He's good versus evil. The Antichrist is evil. 2 Chronicles 5:21.
For he have made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin.
He knew no sin. Christ did not sin.
That we might be the righteousness of God in him.
That we might be the righteousness. Come on, y'all. Righteousness, holiness is what we long for. 1 Peter 2:22. Righteousness. Christ knew no sin. He came for you. He died for you. He died for me. He died for our sins. But we must believe that there is sin so we can be born again. 1 Peter 2:22.
Who didn't know sin.
Didn't know what?
No sin.
Jesus didn't know sin, y'all.
Neither was guile found in his mouth.
All right. Thank you, God. He knew no sin. No sin. You know, some people try to say that, you know, I'm just like God. I'm just like Jesus. Jesus was just the only begotten son, you know. Jesus was just a man. He was just a prophet. You know, some people teach that. I think the Jehovah's Witnesses, they believe that Jesus was just a man, just a prophet. That's not what the Word of God say. 1 John 3:5, and then Hebrews 4:15. We gave you the word. The word is the only thing going to keep us. This is our guideline. This is our roadmap from earth to glory. This will lead you and guide you from heaven, from earth to glory. It's our basic instruction before leaving earth.
Now you know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
He took away. He was manifested. He learned. He was brought to take away our
sins.
But now all you hear people say, ain't no sin, ain't no sin. Oh, you all right, you all right. But we read them from the Bible, y'all. And the Bible is saying there's sin. And if the Bible said there's sin, there's sin. And because you said there is no sin, don't mean there is no sin. We cannot take away. The Bible said don't add and don't take away from his word. We have got to stick with the word of God. That's the only way we're going to make heaven our home. Hell is going to be your home, too, if you don't obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Now we're going
to... knew that he was manifest, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Our sins.
And in him is no sin.
There is no sin. There is no sin in him. He wasn't just a prophet. He wasn't just a man. Oh, no. It says no sin in him. But there's plenty of sin in us. We were born in sin, and we need to be born again. When Adam and Eve disobeyed Christ, and they were, that separated us. That separated man from God. And we are the seed offspring of Adam and Eve. So, you know, we have got to be born again. The wages, the pay for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You want eternal life. I want eternal life in Christ. You have to get in Christ. Let him get inside of you. Let him come into your heart. He's knocking at the door of your heart this morning. He's saying, let me in. Why don't you let me in? Let him in. Oh, yes. My son, my husband used to sing a song, Jesus is not at the door of your heart. Why don't you let him in? Oh, he ain't going to force his way because he gave every man free will. But why don't you just let him in? Just open up the door. You know, people be knocking at the door sometimes. You act like you ain't home. You won't even open the door. And you know you in there. But because you don't want them, you don't let them in. And it's the same thing with Christ. He's knocking at the door of your heart saying, let me in. But you're doing just like you do them so-called friends and sometimes the enemy knocking at your door. I don't want you in, and you won't let him in. Go ahead and read. Or did we finish that? Or we're at Hebrews 4 and 15 now. Oh, God is a good God. Yes, he is. In spite of all this stuff that's going on around about us, deception everywhere, everywhere. But we here trying to tell you that God is a holy God. It's the Christ versus the Antichrist, I'm telling you. 4:15 Hebrew. We got it. Did we finish what we read? We read 1 John 3 and 5. Thank you, Jesus.
1 John 3 and 5.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word.
1 John
3 and 5.
We read that.
That's what I was saying. We need to go to Hebrew 4 and 15. 4:15. We're trying to let you know there's a difference. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a deliverer. He will deliver you from your sins today. But plenty of sins.
But we have not a high priest which cannot be touched.
Cannot be touched.
With the feelings of our infirmity.
Mm-hmm.
But was in all points tempted like as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yet without sin.
Without sin. He was born. He was born. He died. He rose again. He's holy. He was harmless, undefiled, separated from sin. He knew no sin. Now we're going to Acts 7 and 52, talking about Stephen, how he described Christ as the just one, the holy one. It's Hebrew. I mean, Acts 7 and 52. He's holy, y'all. Sometimes you just need to get quiet. You know, sometimes you got so much going on, so, you know, music loud and people talking and stuff. We just, peace, be still. Acts 7 and 52 says,
which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayer and murderers.
The Bible said that Stephen described Christ as the just one. Who? Read it again.
Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which show before the coming of the just one.
The just one is Jesus Christ. They slain him before the just one. Now we're going to Hebrew 1 and 9. He loves righteousness. God loves holiness. He wants to be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy living is just a clean life. A separated life from the wicked ones, from doing evil, from doing wrong. We can live in this present world without sinning, you know, without sin, you know, committing sin over and over and over, you know, not that we didn't sin, you know. Unbeknownst, sometimes you say something or done something, you know, and you get that thing right then. It's a tugging in your heart. There's an unction, you know, from the Holy Spirit that let you know, hey, you didn't do that right. Oh, you didn't say that right. Repent right then and there.
Thou hast loved righteousness and
hated. He loves what?
Love righteousness.
He loves righteousness, y'all. And he hates unrighteousness.
Iniquity.
He hates iniquity. That is sin and overdrive. You just got to say, it ain't just sin, but you sin and overdrive just constantly over and over and over and over. You know? But the word of God said, shall we continue in sin? You know, people be like, well, you just got to sin. But the Bible said, shall we continue in sin? It says, no, God forbid. That means no. Now, Matthew 1 and 21, did we finish that 1 through 9?
Okay, 1, 9.
I mean, chapter 1, verse 9, you did that.
Some of it. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Now, we got joy when, you know, people be looking at you and saying, what you smiling for? I mean, what you so happy about? Now, we got joy. Unspeakable. Read that part again.
Therefore, God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Above our fellow man. You know, that, yeah, why are you so happy? Because you got that peace that surpasses your own understanding that God gave you. Mm-hmm. Now, Matthew 1 and 21. Yes, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And we hear constantly, there's going to be some, you know, the peace treaty this, and, you know, they said Obama gave it, and then, you know, different ones, they said Trump. There's going to be no peace until the Prince of Peace comes. He's going to return. Then there's going to be peace. There's not going to be any peace until the Prince of Peace returns. There's going to be war and violence filling the land like the word of God said, and it said it's going to go worse and worse as we get closer to the end. We got to get right. Say what the word says. Matthew 1 and 21.
And she shall bring forth a son.
She shall bring forth a son.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Yes.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
He came to save us. He came to save you from your sins today. Now we're going to, did you finish? Come to save us from our sins.
And he should save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son.
She hadn't been with Joseph.
And shall bring forth the son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Yes.
Which being interpreted is God is with us.
And he's with us. He's with us. When you invite Christ in your life, he will be with you and he will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will lead you and he will guide you and keep you in truth. He is truth. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Is that it? Now, let's go to, did we go to 2 Corinthians 2 and 7? I think we already been there. Or, God is good. Oh, Lamb of God. God is good. Stand up and right, y'all. Join in the fight. Be a soldier for Jesus. We here at the Ready Church, we're trying to be a soldier for Jesus.
2 Corinthians 2 and 7.
That's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Revelation 19 and 11. I want you to know who he is. Oh, there's so much going on, y'all. There's a lot going on in this world. A lot.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
Wait a minute. He's faithful and true. Have you finished reading it? Revelation 19 and 11.
Okay, that was 19 and 7. But 19,
the left.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Who he is. Uh-huh.
Revelation 19 and 11. says, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war.
He's faithful and he's true today, y'all. I want y'all to know that you don't have to be the same today. You give your life to Christ. There's a difference in the Antichrist and Christ today. And we want you to know we're here at the Ready Church. We just want to help you to be ready. But Jesus is coming soon. He's coming back for a ready church. He said, without spot, without wrinkles in our lives. He said, behold, the Lamb of God was taken away. There's sin, y'all. There is sin in the Lamb. And it's killing and it's stealing and it's destroying people's lives. But you don't have to be the one. We don't have to be the one. Today, we need to give our lives to Christ, surrender it all. So, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Before time is too late, Jesus is coming, and he's coming back for a ready church. God bless you. We here at the Ready Church want you to be ready. Don't you be deceived. You want to say? Unless we want to talk about it. Yeah.
I want to put your hands together. I mean, you know, we're in a war. You got to be a soldier. All right. Come on, put your hands together.
You don't hold on, and you don't be anchored in Christ Jesus. And
in this last hour, you will drift away. Drift away. I'm gonna need a boat. God can use me anywhere, anytime. That's all we need to be saying in this last hour.
God can use me anywhere.
Praise the Lord.